Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A rapidly growing wildfire is approaching the pristine shores of Lake Tahoe today. The Caldor Fire in California has burned more than 126,000 acres since it ignited on August 14th. Cal Fire Chief Tom Porter now calls it the top priority in the country for firefighters. Joining us now is Scott Rodd. He's a reporter for CAP Radio in Sacramento. Scott, welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
And how serious is the threat to Lake Tahoe?
You know, it's a serious threat that this fire is moving into more densely populated areas. Not only the fire is a threat, but also the smoke as well. I mean, we're seeing very high, very hazardous air moving into that area. The AQI, which measures pollution, is, you know, upwards of 400, 450, and over 300 is considered hazardous.
Which is a big deal because Lake Tahoe is a resort town. It's famous around the world for its beauty. It's just absolutely gorgeous. And as you describe, there's ash and there's smoke in the air. I mean, how bad is it to breathe in person?
Oh, it's bad. I mean, going outside, you can feel it. I mean, the air, you can chew on the air up there. It's bad. And, you know, folks are you know, leaving the area. I've spoken to folks who have canceled or are considering canceling going up there. And it's both a resort area, but also an area that is iconic for its outdoor natural tourism. So this is definitely a hit for the region, but also California as a whole.
And so Tahoe on alert, but other nearby towns are actually already feeling the wrath of this fire. You spoke with Patty Van Schoik, who had to evacuate from Pollock Pines, which is a town about 40 miles to the west of Tahoe.
Just making sure we can get what we can. And my husband was able to get home and pull the trailer out. And this is scary. Talking to relatives down the hill, I don't think my heart has stopped just beating out of my chest.
How destructive has this fire been so far?
It's been very destructive. We saw explosive growth in the early days of the fire, you know, at times growing by 40,000 plus acres in just a day's span, which is a remarkably fast moving fire. It's destroyed about 500 homes, and we have another 17,000 structures threatened. So it's been very destructive. It's leveled an entire town, Grizzly Flats.
It's one of just about a dozen large wildfires that's burning in California right now. How busy are the fire crews up there? How stretched thin are they?
Very stretched thin. I mean, they're at capacity, you know, bouncing from one fire to another. There's this sort of tug of war between the zero sum tug of war between all the resources, where whichever fire pops up is the most urgent. You know, they're shepherding crews, engines, aircraft as well between these fire. So, you know, we're seeing what we saw last year, which is, you know, fatigue setting in. Very grueling fires that they're working in really tough terrain under really harsh conditions.
And just briefly, Scott, what are the conditions? What's the forecast in the next couple of days, weeks?
You know, fortunately, the weather has relented a little bit from the beginning of this fire. However, we're still looking at very hot conditions, very dry conditions. And over the weekend for the Caldor fire, it looks like the winds might pick up a little bit. So that's always a red flag for folks who are fighting the fires on the front lines.
And, of course, an ongoing drought across the region. Scott Rodd, reporter at CAP Radio in Sacramento, thank you for your reporting.
Thank you.